All right, so now we understand the difference between time management and energy management, and we even understand what it means to be effective versus efficient. And now, I'm sure you're asking, how do we prioritize those tasks? And in today, we're talking about that in part three of our four-part mini-series all about time management, how to prioritize tasks. I've got three pro tips. You won't want to miss them. So, without further ado, let's do this thing. Welcome to Under the Radar Secrets to Success for the Independent Musician. I'm your host, Mike the Schwartz, trusted authority of musician wellness. Today is part three, all about goal setting. Really, guys, prioritizing our tasks. Three pro tips for you today. We're gonna identify our key goals. We're gonna talk about what's known as the Eisenhower Matrix, and then we're gonna learn how to time block. So let's get into it here today again. Thank you to the sponsors today. I want to give a quick shout out to Brain FM. When you guys are going through and identifying your key goals, you're setting up your goal setting magic, and you're really blocking off time. One of the things that that really helps me do all of that, generally in the first half of the day, I've got Brain FM. It's up on a browser and it just plays nonstop. If I'm not making music, I'm listening to music, right? So this is one of my favorite websites. You can get 30 days for free. If you just click the link, I've got my affiliate code here. I'll make sure that's in the show notes. I would highly, highly recommend. The way the music works is really cool. So for you musicians, it's a fantastic way. It's like, it's long and monotonous, and it distracts our mind enough, but not to the point where we become fixated on the music. It's really, really interesting when you get going with it. So I would strongly encourage you to go check out that 30 days for free, folks. Go check it out, okay? And with that said, let's get into today's class. Class is in session. Here we go. Okay, so first things first, let's give a brief overview. We're going to emphasize the significance of task prioritization for you, the independent musician. And why this is so important is because that I find, if you're anything like me, I've got a creative mind and it's like, oh, hey, squirrel, right? Oh, squirrel, whoa, squirrel. And if I don't set up priority to the tasks, they tend to not even come up. So it's a big thing of mine is prioritizing, okay? It contributes to better time and energy management. And we're going to talk about that. We already discussed that. If you guys missed part one, go back, listen to part one of our time management series here on the difference between, and we even go into it a little bit more in part two when we come down to effectiveness and efficiency. Okay, so again, today we're highlighting those effective prioritization to make you better at what you're doing, okay? And make sure that you're not getting lost with the distractions that pop up and the scrolling and the commitments with our other relationships in life. We can prioritize the things that really, really, really do matter. And the first thing is we gotta identify what really, really matters. So pro tip number one, guys, get out your pen, get out your paper. We're going to identify our key goals. Again, intent is almost everything. And I would argue it is just about 98.7%, okay? Fact. Please go fact check that for me, okay? I would like to encourage you to identify your long-term and short-term goals, and we'll keep it real basic. We won't go meta here. We'll go into the career, okay? Identify your career goals, okay? Now, we're going to give you a fun little exercise on how to do this a totally different way than you've likely done goal setting, because it's one thing to write the goal down. It's another, if you remember from previous episodes, how important language is. I found I wrote things down and they didn't get done. Well, it was all in the words that I was using, and I'll explain that in a minute. Identify your long-term and short-term goals. Now, I like to do everything in threes. I'm sure I'm going to do an episode on the power of three very shortly, but just for the Coles notes here, three is an easy way for our brain to break things down. Okay, so when we think about three, we've got three periods of hockey. We've got breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We've got Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We've got, what's this? That's knock, knock, knock at the door. So it shows up in multiple different avenues in our life that three is an easy way for us to retain knowledge. That's why we've got three pro tips today. So I want you to think about something as a goal that is short term within the next week. So by the end of this next week, what do you want to have accomplished regarding your career? By the end of the month, what would you like to have accomplished regarding your career? And then by the end of the quarter, or if you want to go crazy, you can go for a year, what would you like to have accomplished for your career? When we break it down like that, we can take actionable steps to achieve one by one on a timeline that makes sense for us. Does that make sense, guys? I hope that makes sense. Okay. Prioritizing tasks that align with these goals is going to be the key. So now that we've got the goals, we can start to identify the tasks that we need. So now you're asking, how do we do that? Well, before we get there, I'm going to give you that exercise on goal setting. Now, if you're anything like me, when I was goal setting back in the day, I would write, well, I think I kind of want to write an album this year, or I think I want to be faster on my double kick, or I think I want to learn how to do a bossa nova beat more efficiently. And I wouldn't even say it like that. I think I would actually say sort of like, well, I kind of want to get better at Latin music. And it was so vague. All right. Now, I would like you to write down your goal. Okay. Read it. Breathe. And tell me what comes up. Okay. And then we're going to talk about my favorite word, 10-ply. Okay, people look at me like, what the hell is 10-ply? Actually, when I was living in Australia, they thought that I was complimenting them. And boy, were they wrong. You'll find out why in a moment. 10-ply is my Canadianized term of super soft. Because if you think about toilet paper, that's the goal here on today's show. Think about shit, guys. 10-ply. Wow. I mean, I go to the store and I get 2-ply, and that's soft on my baby bottom. What would 10-ply feel like? Wow. Super soft. Okay. Pretty great for toilet paper. Terrible when we're talking about goal setting, because softness in goals also relates to lack of commitment to them. Now think about it. If you use the word ish, if you use the word kinda, maybe, probably, possibly, kind of like, almost like, what else am I missing in there? There's so many, guys. I'll be sure to get a soft talk cheat sheet for you so you can pay attention to when you're using those words. And then pay attention to the relationship of when you use those words, when those things that you said you were going to do don't happen. Do you think it could be because of the language you're choosing to use? So if I want you to pick those, maybe three of those of your favorite pieces of soft talk and pepper them in on that goal you just wrote down. Okay. I want you to write out that goal like you're going to get it and then pepper in the soft talk. Now, when you read it back, it should read something along the lines like, I think I kind of want to achieve XYZ by maybe then sort of, whatever. Tell me which one, option A without the soft talk or option B with the soft talk, feels more like you're gonna do it. Here's the thing. I noticed this as in my music career, actually. First, I would have a tendency to say, yeah, I think I'll make it there around 8-ish. What? And now if you guys book that call, like I say, MikeTheSchwartz.com, book a call, you're going to see my times are very precise, typically on the 07 or on the 33. And that's why I have a 33-minute call, because it's a pattern disruption when it makes people stop and think, okay? And when we do that, we stop, we think, we're allowed to process, and we're actually making conscious decisions with intent, which is the whole purpose of today. We're putting intent into our goal setting. So that is our soft talk challenge. I want you to write down your goal. It can be one of those three, or it can be all three. You could do the one goal for the week, the one goal for the month, and the one goal for the quarter or the year, or you could do all three. Your choice, okay? And then compare and contrast with your favorite pieces of soft talk. Kinda, maybe, think, should, ish, Maybe, you know, things like that. Those are the types of words that they allow you a little bit of permission to F up. And we want to eliminate them, at least in the early stages, becoming aware of how they may or may not interact with our ability to achieve said thing. Okay? So now that we've got that out of the way, thank you for coming to my TED Talk. This sets us up for the second part, is putting all of these tasks. Okay, so we've got our goals. We're feeling confident with them. Now what? How do we take the steps to get to them? Well, there's this thing that we learn in business school. It's one of the only things in the archaic institutionalized system that I did take away from. that's a whole different episode. The Eisenhower Matrix. So this is where we can block off tasks to urgent versus important as a practical tool for prioritization. So go back to your piece of paper. You're going to go, you're going to split it up into four quadrants, okay? And by doing so, you're going to now block off urgent and important in the top right. You've got urgent and not important. You've got important, not urgent. And not important, not urgent. Okay? And now think about your goal. You're going to put at the top, the week-long goal. You're going to put that at the top to keep you on focus. And then think of at least three or four steps, tasks that you need to do in order to get to that goal. Okay? And then we're going to put them in the quadrant that is most accurate towards that. So if it's important and urgent, like you've got a time sensitive thing to get to, you got to put that up in your important and urgent. If it is not important and not urgent, you're not touching it. You're leaving that alone. What we want to do is we're going to start to see a trend of tasks that if they're not important, we're not doing them. Okay. If they're not urgent, we're not doing them right now. It's not a no, it's just a not right now. All right. If they are important and urgent, we've got to get them done. Okay, and that's how we prioritize. Okay, I'm happy with that. Let's leave it there. Okay, now the third tip here is time blocking. So now we've got our most important tasks, and this is where time blocking really comes in, because we can allocate specific time periods to the different tasks. So the most important and most urgent things need to get done first, correct? Correct. So go back to your matrix, go back to the Eisenhower there, look at everything that is under the important and urgent, and put those. Remember, we were talking about workflow. This is the efficiency right now. We're going to put those tasks at the top of the day so that they can get accomplished. They have a much higher likelihood to get accomplished if you don't leave them to the end. Now, the thing about that, the caveat is, most of the time, these are the things that we don't want to do. And you remember the should detox. If you need to, I should do that. Well, change that to a could, change it to a can. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back to part one. Okay, where we talk about stop shooting all over yourself. Now, another language game we're going to play right in here is that you heard me say it. What things do you need to do? What things do you have to do? What things you got to do? I got to go get my hair cut. Not anymore. Got this fresh dude done. Ashley. Shout out, Ashley. I need to go get a coffee. Do you? I need a coffee. I need an ambulance. We use them interchangeably. Do they mean the same thing? Jury's out on that one, guys. Need could be broken down into require or desire. I desire a coffee is much more accurate. Would you agree? I require an ambulance is much more accurate. Would you agree? And there's a difference, okay? And the reason I'm going into this is that we dramatize. That's a word I just made up. Dramatize? That's the word. Dramatize. We make bigger when we use words like need, have, and gotta. So I want you to write down, I need, I have to, and I got to. I need to, I have to, I got to. And then fill in the blank, okay? Read them out. Breathe. Feel it. What do you feel? What's the sensation? Where is it coming up in the body? How intense is it on a scale of 1 to Bieber? If you guys have been playing the home game, you know my scale. Bieber's 11. That's intense. Okay? feel into it. I need to write a song. Do you? Do you need to? I get to write a song. How does that feel? Scratch out that need to, write in get to. Same thing for have to. Whatever you wrote down for have to, scratch it out, put in get to. And same thing for gotta. I gotta. I got to. Scratch it out, change it to get to. Okay? Read those lines out and tell me which one you like better. Have to, need to, and gotta, or get to. And here's the easiest way to do it. You guys are familiar with the to-do list? I want you to add one word to that, the get to-do list, and watch how many more things you get to do. Okay? The importance of time blocking comes down to our language as well. We're going to be much more inclined if it doesn't feel like a chore. We're going to get it done if it doesn't feel like a chore. If we feel more inspired to create because we get to go write a song, or we get to go in coach our clients, or we get to go teach drums. How many times do you say that? You have to go to work. Do you have to go to work? No, you don't. You're choosing to go to work. You desire, you require, either or, but you don't have to. You could just as easily sit at home. You're making the choice because you make money to fuel your career and pay your rent and pay your bills, right? It's so key, the language that you use in your productivity and your time blocking strategies, okay? So when you look at your matrix, those urgent and important in that top corner, you get to do those. And I'm willing to bet, guys, that they will get done a lot faster than if you have to do them. All right, that's it. That's all. That was part three here today, guys. If you are liking what you're hearing, please feel free. I would love to learn what areas of your workflow you're having trouble navigating right now. Head over to MikeTheSchwartz.com. Be sure to just, right on the homepage, it's just a little call me button. Like, call me, baby. Yeah, I want to hear from you. I want to hear your story. I want to understand how I can help you with your creativity and your productivity and help make you the best musician that you could possibly be. And unlock some of that creativity. Unleash that inner rock star, guys. I know we all got it in there. And awesome, awesome, awesome that you're this far into the mini-series. I'm sure you're learning a lot. Please feel free. Share it out with someone you care about. Leave a 5-star review. I would really appreciate that. We're changing the game here of what it means to be a musician. Okay, we're making music. We're moving people. I'm the trusted authority of musician wellness. And next day, we're going to be talking about how to implement the time and energy management into daily practices. Okay, so now we've got all the tools. How do we put it into play? Okay, again, remember, homework here today, guys. We got to get stuff written down. We're putting down our goals. One for the end of the week, one for the end of the month, one for the end of the quarter or the year. Okay? Play the soft talk challenge. See which one you like better. Do you like the ish? Do you want to just maybe kind of write a song today? No. I don't think so. Okay? And if you do, go back and listen to this episode again. Actually, go back to the start of the whole series. We gotta work on that. Those are the people that need to be talking to me. I've had a lot of fun with these. We've got one more part to cap this thing off and put this into practice, guys. You know where to find me. Hit me up on the socials at Mike the Schwartz. I'd love to hear from you and see how this stuff is being incorporated into your day-to-day. And until next time, guys, I'm excited to close things down with the practical stuff on part four. So until then, y'all stay... Oh, I can't even speak. I'm so excited. Till then, y'all stay sweet. Peace. Couldn't draw a clean line, couldn't rewind, too late. So much for fate.